Welcome, everyone. It's Thursday night again. And here we are. Thursday nights. We love Thursday nights. And I got all kinds of things to tell you about. I'll tell you after we're singing here tonight. So I'll be gone on Sunday. Dramatic pause. The best,
but the kids will be here.
Yeah, that's the coolest part with it, because I can be gone. You're not even going to miss me. Seriously, that's how it should be.
Well, we'll miss you.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Who? You need it out. I'll turn it more.
That's lower than it was.
There we go.
So, I mean,
one, two,
sing along with it, guys.
Bursting inside us, we cannot contain. Your love will surely confine us, blazing white fires, singing your name, God of mercy. Sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across the sky, and these hallelujah be multiplied. Your love is like radiant diamonds bursting inside us, we cannot contain. Your love will surely confine us, like blazing wildfire. Singing your name, God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across the skies, these hallelujahs be multiplied. God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across the sky, and these hallelujah be multiplied. Heard
that song before. One, two. Nice. Okay, now we all know last week we had Billy Graham has moved on to eternal glory, right? What a great influence a man had on just millions of people. What was it, 450 or 470, something high 400s, big events that he did, and 120-some countries, and wow, it's amazing. So what you need to do through this song is watch closely, because I underlined it for you, but this song actually talks about, mentions the name.
Mentioned.
They name drops. Outward with name drops.
Should we take like a bathroom break before this song?
Yeah, you got it. You're a young bladder.
Long, long time ago, Jesus told his disciples, "Don't be troubled, trust in me." He's building mansions way up there, and there's many more that he'll prepare. So where he is, someday we too can be. I'm serving Jesus while I'm living. He lives in me and I'm forgiven. I'm feeding on the Bible and I'm praying for revival. I don't know if I'll be alive when he comes to take his spotless bride, but I know I'll meet him up on high and taste that heavenly pie. So bye bye, sinful world, goodbye. Drove my Ford with the Lord in the sweet by and by. Live forever in my home in the sky, up in heaven on the day that I die. Heaven on the day that I die. And he says the book of love, if we have faith in God above, does the Bible tell us so? Oh, we will meet him up in the air in all his up in heaven on the day that I die. Heaven on the day that I die. I met a girl from Africa, and I asked her where the throne room was. She said, it's right here down the hall. And I told her all the sights I'd seen were more than I could ever dream. But I want to see my Savior most of all. Their all knees were bowing slowly, with angels crying, holy, holy. And on the throne above me, my Jesus there who loves me. He came right down and took my hand. He said, it's time to wake up, man. But soon you'll be back here again to taste that heavenly pie. So bye-bye, sinful world, goodbye. Drove my Ford with the Lord in the sweet by and by. And live forever in my home in the sky, up in heaven on the day that I die.
Congratulations, you made it through 6 minutes and 41 seconds, more or less. Kind of
more or less. I can't play anymore. My arm
hurts. Everybody know that song? Everybody knew that song.
At least the tune.
Or at least the tune.
I'm still learning the lyrics.
True.
We played it how many times?
At least the tune, right? All right.
On you, Karen.
This is good. Yeah.
We'll give it a whirl.
Yeah, we're singing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. It's a pretty song. Close enough. Boom, boom, boom. Welcome to Thursday night.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often Jesus.
there's a Fringe theme going here. The sinners, getting a Fringe theme. Actually, it's not going to be the pastor's message. Jim Reckles is giving the message. Jim Reckles' message is... Jim Reckles' message is, your heart, the fruit that matters. Hope you can work with that one. No, that's
a joke. It's in print.
That's the message. Jim Reckles' message is called, your heart, colon, the...
Find a way to craft
two dots. Yeah, your heart, the fruit that matters. So the special is going to be this one. Francis.
Jesus, friend of sinners, we have strayed so far away. We cut down people in your name. The sword was never ours to swing. Jesus, friend of sinners, the truth's become so hard to see. The world is on their way to you, but they're tripping over me. Always looking around, never looking up, so double-minded. Blank-eyed saint with dirty hands and a heart divided. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointed fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our heart for what breaks yours. Nobody knows what we're for, only what we're against when we judge the wounded. But if we put down our signs, cross over the lines, and love like you did. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointed fingers. Let our open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours. You love every lost cause, you reach for the outcast, for the leper and the lame. There isn't that you can. Lord, I was and your love endures forever. You are good. You are good. And your love endures forever. You are good. You are good. And your love forever. You are good. You are good. And your love endures forever. Oh, Jesus, friend of sin. open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts, oh, what breaks yours? I was a lost cause, and I was the outcast, yeah, yeah. You died for sinners just like me, a grateful leper at your feet.
Time out.
I got a tune.
Okay, now do you remember the song from Michael W. Smith back in the 90s? I think that's going to be the closing hymn. That's what's up here. But we had to key it down because Michael W. Smith, this thing's way up here. And we were trying to debate, should we try to do the cover key and just sing an octave lower, or no, we decided that this is going to be
we are in the key of D,
this
right?
is the key of D.
Okay.
Welcome to Thursday nights.
Thursday nights are practice night. For Sunday.
Winding up the dreams, God's planted in the fertile soil of you. Can't believe the hopes He's granted.
Isn't that a pretty song?
We're not supposed to talk about mistakes when in a live setting, but did we skip a chorus?
We did.
Okay, thank you.
Really?
I was confused.
Did you end up with extra slides? Did you end up with extra slides that you had to skip past? Hold on a second, Todd. I'm trying to hear what she said. Did you end up with extra slides? Because I want to know, because I got to fix it. There were extra slides? Okay, so we did skip, so the slides match. That's good. I want to make sure the slides match. There was more. Chorus twice. Thanks, Todd. Now start it up, Todd. Spirit in the sky.
When I die and they lay me to rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. When they lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky, going up to the spirit in the sky.
That's
where I'm gonna go when I die. Know it's a must. Gotta have a friend in Jesus. So you know that when you die, he's gonna recommend you to the spirit in the sky.
Oh,
recommend you to the spirit in the sky.
That's
where you're gonna go when you die.
When you die
and they lay you to rest, you're gonna go to the place that's the best. Always been a sinner, I've always sinned, but I've got a friend in Jesus. So you know that when I die, he's gonna set me up with the spirit in the sky. Oh, set me up with the spirit in the sky. It's where I'm gonna go when I die.
When
I die and they lay me to rest, I'm gonna go to the place that's the best. Go to the place that's the best.
Goodness, I got muscle.
What necklace do you have? Killing. Oh, a BFF, a best friend for everything. You have to show everybody else here. So this is. Oh, is that right? So she has the other half, right? Hey. You know what forever means? We were just thinking about that, right? Friends are friends forever. Very appropriate. Make sure you do it on Sunday. You gonna wear it on Sunday? What are you wearing on Sunday? We'll make. Melody or somebody brings that to a point. Right? Holy shamoly. You guys know what happens when I just drop open the Bible. Never know what happened. That usually means there's something really good and I just don't get it yet. I haven't sent that one yet here, have I? Oh, you know, I've got, it's nice because it opened up the Psalms, and Psalms are awesome and amazing. Actually, you know what, I'm gravitating here toward Psalm 30. So let's see what Psalm 30 is trying to tell us. Psalm 30, this is a song from the dedication of the temple. Okay. Now, here's what's fascinating about dedication to the temple. So we have King David, all right, shepherd boy who becomes king. Right? And what's fascinating with that, in the old. But what's neat about, what's neat with King David, of course, David was the youngest, okay? Of all his brothers, David was the youngest. You may recall from Scripture, it's when, Samuel? I think it was Samuel, was coming through. Anyway, he came to see the house of Jesse. David was from the house of Jesse. His dad's name was Jesse. Bring me your sons. Right? When he was on the mission, God said, I'm going to tell you which one to anoint. So everybody's there, right? Except for young David. He's out in the field, so... None of these. You got anyone left? And young David comes in. Oh, this is the guy he anoints. Now, David didn't become king right then and there. David went through a lot of trials, right? Now what's fascinating, Saul was king at this point, right? And David was anointed to take Saul's place. Now, David was very skilled at music. Played the, we would probably call it a harp. Technically, probably called the lyre, which is, makes for fun jokes. But Saul would get an evil spirit to come upon him, make him very angry. David would play music, and it would calm Saul down. And, you know, so David became very, very much a favorite of Saul, of King Saul. And what's all this leading to? What all this is leading to is this song, this was dedication of the temple. See, David wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. The Ark of the Covenant had always been in a tent. You know, as he traveled around, it was always through a tent. And God said, you know, I don't need anything, you know, tent's fine, right? But David really felt like this needed to happen. So now when the temple is the temple, which is actually built by David's son, Solomon, David laid out the plans for it. But David was such a man of war and had killed so many people, he had so much blood on his hand, God said, you can't build my temple. But you can plan it, get all the parts in, which he did. But his son Solomon actually built the temple. So, but here it is for the dedication of the temple. This is essentially a song of David. He says, I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave and you spared me from going down into the pit. O Lord, my God, I called to you for your help and you healed me. Tonight, yesterday, I had a call from a good friend in the Emmaus community. He and I had actually just had lunch on a Tuesday. And his son is big into baseball, junior in high school, big into baseball. Doing some baseball practice stuff, pitching to somebody. They have this guard they're supposed to be behind, you know, so when they hit, you know, they can't get with it. Freak accident, the guard doesn't do its job. Baseball, line drive, right in his face. So it was kind of like right here. So it just shattered bones. So his dad had actually sent me a text, and I called him last night, and we prayed for him, right? And, of course, immediately where the doctor's saying, oh, you're going to need reconstructive surgery, you know, and doctors are going to go all the way down the worst path. They've got to lay out the options. So, anyway, young man's home now. And told him, I said, hey, I want to meet up with you. I want to meet up with you. You know, either bring him here or I'll come to you, whatever. And keeping in mind, his son is 17, okay? He said, yeah, I want Greg to come over. Now, I got to quantify this. I worked with his son on a couple of different things called a chrysalis flight. What grade are you in now, or how old are you? Next year. It's 15. It's either 15 or... I think it's either 15 or a sophomore in high school. All the boys' flights. But anyway, I work with RG on this boys' flight. So he knew me, right? He knows of my faith. But he asked, hey, Greg, can you come over at 4:30? Well, normally at 4:30, I'm here, right? We start practice at 5:30. I like to get here earlier and get things done. I said, absolutely. Well, by the grace of God, I got there. Actually, I got there a little earlier. I got there about 4:10 or so. And I actually was here at 5:30. Actually when we officially started our practice. But I walk in to see RJ. That's his name, RJ. He goes by his name. And RJ had, just imagine, a real shiner, right? Because remember that thing, wham! I mean, it was puffy, you know, his eyes kind of half closed. His nostrils were both just clogged up, you know, from dried blood and whatever, junk, right? He was sitting in a recliner. I had him lay back in the recliner. Oh, way back. So I got behind him, I put my hands on the side of your head. So I put my hands on the side of his head, and we just started praising God, just thanking him for just fixing all that. And probably after about, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes or so, I happened to look down, and that shiner was about half the size it was. So now his eyes, he's got flexibility in his eyes. Start praying some more, and I'm starting to hear, it's opening up. One nostril is opening up. The other one, I didn't see the other one open up. And then I'm behind him, so I laid my hand on it, the bridge of his nose. And it was cool because as I laid my fingers on it, I could actually feel a little shock, like electric shocks kind of going into the bridge. He didn't feel it, but I was. So I said, well, grab your nose and kind of move things around. Different. in a good way. I fully expect when he wakes up tomorrow morning, he's way just done. I mean, the doctors are saying he's going to be out for 6 weeks. See, baseball is real, real important. Sport that he really likes, sport that he anticipates getting a college scholarship for, playing college. So what happened? What happened is John 10:10, the devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus comes to give us life, to give it more abundantly. The devil saw an opportunity for a freak accident because it should have never hit him. He had this guard in front of him, right? But I wasn't there. I don't know. At the end of the day, that guard didn't do its job. It didn't protect. He either was outside of it, whatever. Enemy knows how much. He also knows RJ's faith. RJ's been on these boys' flights. He helped young men come to Christ. Kind of like the Tebow thing, right? Tebow, look at him. You know, the enemy's been trying, putting up all these roadblocks for Tebow. I mean, here's a guy, you know, what was it, quarterback, leading the team, you know, on to victory and that. Next thing you know, he's not their quarterback? And nobody wants him? You know? And it's not quite like he wasn't standing for the Pledge of Allegiance or anything, you know? Where's the controversy with that? So then where's he end up? You know, he's doing baseball now, right? Didn't he just get an offer? Who follows sports? Anybody in here following the sports? Got an offer to not look at you. But I think he just got an offer to actually, with the majors, all right? He pulled up into the majors. But what is neat with Tebow is that all these minor league games, we know, would have Luke average attendance, you know, whatever, with Tebow there, fill up the whole place. And he was the same guy, meaning he would sign autographs. He was for the people. It wasn't a deal, you know. Every man just understands you. Really understands. So here I've got David now, all right? So David is a king, all right? And he's out there dancing and praising God. Now, it doesn't talk about in this psalm. I'm trying to remember where it actually talks about. But one of David's wife was daughter of Saul. Remember King Saul? David was the servant of Saul. He chastised David. What are you doing? You know, dancing around out the street. You're king. But David, showing his joy and his love for God. So if we go on here in Psalm 30 again, go to verse 4, he says, "Sing to the Lord, you saints of his, praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, rejoicing comes in the morning." Creating my sorrows right now. Say that one again. Weeping may remain for a night, but joy comes in. Song called Creating Melody. Verse 6, "When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. And when you hid your face, I was dismayed. You, O Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction? When in going down into the pit, will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me, O Lord, my help. Turn my wailing into dancing." All right, so sadness into joy. "Turn my wailing into dancing, and you remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy." Sackcloth is what would be worn when people were in mourning. Sackcloth, as you might expect, was itchy. Think like burlap bag, right? Imagine that on your skin, right? Instead of wearing a t-shirt, you got this scratchy. And they'd also put ashes. "So you turned it and clothed me that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will thank you." I'm glad we don't do that today. Yeah. Now, you can do, we do fasting. That's appropriate. Yeah. Yeah. So that's just part of, that's the joy. That's the joy that David was bringing out. So, joys. I was talking to this young man as he walked in. And we all know Tom, with the type of job he has and the type of problems he's having, we've been lifting up particular young lady and her family. Brother, would you mind sharing with the group what's the joy that I heard